Hello, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, and we are College Radio, and we are Passionately Vocal. Hey, hey, folks, how's it going? It's Taylor Marty, and I'm going to be your host for the next couple of minutes. And here I have a very wonderful person by the name of Doctor, and I totally forget your name already. I am so sorry. Can you say it one more time for all of us?
Thanks for having me. My name is Martina Matusiak.
Thank you so much for coming on. I'm super excited for this. We have an amazing thing to come up with, but let's start in the beginning with you. What made you come to West Liberty?
Well, I came to the United States in 2007 and graduated in graduate school in drawing and printmaking from Indiana University of Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And the opportunity arose in 2012 to, you know, pursue a full-time position in printmaking and drawing. And that's my passion, and I love students, and I applied, and I am lucky that West Liberty welcomed me back in 2012. It's been 10 years, which is crazy.
That's nuts. So that would be along the lines of you being, how long have you been in a professor of arts, about 10-ish
years? It's been, 14 years. Yeah.
Wow, that's insane. That's super cool, though. I really enjoy that. Give me a moment. Let's see, what's the next one I have for you? What kind of changes have you been a part of or done on campus while you have been here?
Oh, I have seen a lot of changes in arts in my department, and I'm recently, the most recent change is that our college of arts and communication merged with College of Liberal Arts, so we're now like a bigger unit. We grew from 12 faculty and, you know, to 48.
Wow, 48.
Well, 12 and 24, you know, because we used to be with music and theater.
Right.
So probably around 24 to double it to 48. So
gotcha.
There's a lot of lively discussions happening, of collaboration. So that's one of the biggest changes for me as a professor.
May I ask, when did this happen?
That happened last year. Yeah, we are into merging for the last, since fall, so
yeah,
halfway through, right? Almost a full year, May. And we're still here.
Yeah.
Yeah, supporting each other.
That's good. So you deal with a lot of art because you are a professor. What does art mean to you?
Art? Wow, that's a great question. What does it mean to me? It's a way of transforming your thoughts and feelings into any kind of creative outlet. It's part of a therapy. We do have art therapy, but for me it is, you know, this kind of outlet that helps you comment on what's happening in the world, or comment on what's happening in your life, or comment on what's happening in somebody else's life, right? So some people write, some people doodle, some people sing, right? So for me, it's a necessary part of all our lives. I think every single person, although I make art, drawing and printmaking, I think every single person has a way of expressing themselves. It's just, you know, it's in our nature to process what's happening with the world and with yourself. So
I like that response. So you said you've done printmaking in the past. Has that been the biggest thing in your life that you've done with printmaking, or has there been like other things, like digital art or realistic art? What?
I always say, you know, you always respond to the world, whatever you're given to. So, you know, I'll find anything creative. So if I don't have access to studio and I cannot do printmaking because it uses big equipment, I draw. If I don't draw, I paint. If I don't paint, I cut. I do say I'm a visual artist.
Gotcha. Yeah.
My domain is printmaking because I love working, you know, with tools and working with tools and equipment and making mistakes that you cannot fix because that's printmaking.
I never really did printmaking. I would like to try it at some point.
Please take my class. You'll hear that it's very frustrating, but very rewarding at the same time. You learn to love mistakes because it's pretty much, think of it as, you have a piece of wood, it's, mm-hmm. and you carve into it. It's not that you can click undo or yeah. erase with eraser. It's the mark is there forever.
Yeah.
So you then ink it and run it through a press. So you do have to learn and adjust and change. And I think we all need to learn that in life in general. You know, it's not always goes the way you want.
That's true. Life can be a little hectic, and being now that it's midterms and slightly the way the world is. But we're going to go into a ad break here. We'll be right back, and we'll see you guys in just a bit. And we are back with a lovely person, and we were just talking about... I am so sorry. I keep, like, I am, like, my brain is... It's midterms week, and I am just not having the greatest time. Say your name again one more time for the
guest. That's okay. That's fine. I understand. My name is Martina Matusiak. Dr. M, you can call me, I guess.
Yeah, Dr. M. Yeah, Dr. M will work.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm not important here.
Well, everybody's important here on campus. So we were just talking about how you came here. You went to Indiana's
university.
College. Mm-hmm. Yep, university. You came here in about 2008. 10 and then 2008, 2012 in between that, and you've been here ever since. And then we talked about the merge of the
colleges,
yep, mm-hmm. and all that type of stuff. So really cool. And then we talked about art, because art is really good and can be therapeutic when you need
very
it for
sure. Very therapeutic and very frustrating too.
Yeah, but that's it.
It's a good part.
Yeah,
it's good to struggle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to please yourself or please the person who wants you to do a certain thing. But anyways, we're going to get right into what this really kind of is about today. Can you explain what the Day of Giving is to the people who do not know what it is?
Yes, absolutely. The Day of Giving is organized by West Liberty University Foundation, mm-hmm. Who is majority is to help, whose job is or willingness is to help West Liberty raise money and actually to have a one big day and one big push to donate to certain campaigns, mm-hmm. or to certain projects. Donors, of course, can choose what they donate to, yeah. or what they're willing to support. So Angie Hill, Zambita Hill, is the director or the of foundation, and she coordinates that day. And she guides us if we want to raise money. She will help us mm-hmm. help us with that and give us directions.
Gotcha. So what is this big event that you've got coming up? When is this happening? What's going on?
So the Day of Giving is planned for Wednesday, April 6th. Mm-hmm. So it's an all-day event. Though we are looking for opportunities to kind of start a little bit earlier,
uh-huh.
you know, and then the Day of Giving being the last day of like a push, mm-hmm. right, to raise money. My department, our department, Department of Media and Visual Arts, yeah. so a hub for creative minds, which is not only art,
yeah.
not only graphic design, but also broadcasting and communications and media communication students. This whole hub of creative minds, we are having a fundraiser mm-hmm. to transform current Mac Lounge, where mm-hmm. students, you know, go and relax, into something very special for them. So
gotcha.
It's definitely students focused, to make a collaborative, open, flexible thinking tank design place
yeah.
for them.
And I was forwarded the email about that kind of thing, and I was kind of curious about it because I saw some of the designs that you have in planned. Are those finalized, or are they just kind of like concepts to throw out and be
those
like...
Those are just ideas.
Gotcha.
Honestly, we will have to get some bits, mm-hmm. but just to draft the idea of how we envision the space. Mm-hmm. And of course, it will have a student's input as well.
Right. So... Going back on that, what else did you have in mind other than those concepts in there? Like, I saw someone how some mm-hmm. of the seatings were. And, you know, I even saw, mm-hmm. like, a possible dry erase board that you
could have. Yes. So, the space itself, I'm not sure. You've been to that space.
Yes.
Right, of course. So, exactly. If the listeners don't know, the space itself, it's kind of a big hallway that connects visual arts with media arts.
Right.
And it's a space when students meet and eat lunch and treat it a little bit like a train station, like they're waiting for something. And I want to, it's okay, it's to still have a lounge area, but for me, for us, we want to transform it and paint the whole walls with whiteboard.
It's, you're good.
Painted with the whiteboard, and you know, where students can write their ideas and have a big projections or TV screens into which broadcasting is featured and what's happening in the radio.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, definitely that. And then comfortable furniture, flexible, allowing you to reconfigure whatever project you're working on, so you have room to practice your maybe mock-up speeches or presentations or pop-up gallery for art students.
Right.
Or even a theater is more than welcome to come over and use the huge tables to, you know, cut fabric and draft.
That's for sure. So I think you kind of said this in a nutshell, but like, why? Sorry. Why the? You're good. You're good. We're having a good time here. You're fine. Why the lounge? Why that area? Just...
because it's a really as soon as I start working here, it's really an area that has a tremendous potential, and it's really very inactive.
Right.
And for me, it's not just about furniture.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's about the collaborative environment. The space right now is maybe used 10% of its possibilities. So I just really don't like to see that on for my students, which, you know, sometimes working in the dorms, it's not the best way. You don't have enough light, you don't have a big enough table or spread your, you know, huge drafting materials out, or maybe practice interviews. Anything that is kind of giving you a sense of professional world, I want to give it to you. So it's going to be all for students to use anytime they need to. So especially the light is there is beautiful too.
Oh yeah.
So I don't like to see unusable spaces, and that they can be creative, and you know, and fun for students.
Yeah. Usually, whenever I go to there, just to, I either wait for a class to end or I have to wait for a professor. So, I mean, there is those tables, but really they aren't leveled.
No, those are those tables come from professors' houses. You know,
really?
You deserve something better.
That is information I never knew.
there's a dining room table from Professor Davis' house, and you know, like, you deserve something way better. You deserve something that you feel inspired, or when, even if you sit and think you need better light, you just need to be stimulated just a little bit better, I think.
Yeah, that is for sure. But it's hopefully this can go through in a nutshell. But do you have any other plans with the associates, or even just doing kind of outwards? Like, even, let's say, here in the union, would you expand? Would you do something else like this again?
I would love to, but let's see how it goes.
Yeah, that's
let's see how it goes first in this space that I can actually manage or able to, you know, use, especially just seeing how much it's used, you know.
Yeah.
I hope maybe it will be an example for something else in the future, but
yeah,
honestly, I am doing this, I have a very little experience fundraising. I see the need,
yeah,
so I will do whatever it takes. So hopefully even if we just raised a little bit of money, I think
it would be a good start anyways.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, dang. Do you think you'll be able to hopefully meet this goal by whenever this can be done?
That's my hope. I know, I dream big, but...
Yeah. Hey, dreaming big is really good in this world. It's really needed.
You know, if we don't meet, it's totally fine. We'll continue until we do meet. You know, it's gonna happen in the future, and my goal is to do it now.
Uh-huh.
But I have to also be realistic.
Yeah, that is true. Am I allowed to ask how much it would cost, or if that's under wraps? Yeah, okay. Well,
no, I would love to raise between $20,000 to $30,000 for the space, but that's a really, really. I understand that there are other needs on campus that are a little bit more urgent. So we're just gonna try. And see how it goes. Even if it's just $100, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, that is true. It'll get us, it'll get you somewhere.
That's
hopefully.
Right.
But when this is fully funded, crossing fingers here, when do you think this will possibly happen? When will the changes come to the media center, the lounge area?
Lounge. I hope for you to start seeing changes. Fall 2023, spring 2024. So next year.
Gotcha.
I would love to do it all at once, but.
Yeah, that's for sure. Because we're so busy and campus got to keep moving.
That's right. And there, you know, it's not only my effort, but everybody else's effort, students' effort, or my faculty, to which I'm very grateful for. Thank you for helping me out, coming up with this idea to begin with. Donating work to for our auction. We're gonna sell, try to sell as much work possible, and it's just not my effort. It's just collaborative effort, and then I have to rely or ask for help from maintenance to help me, which I'm really grateful as well. But this all takes time, so we'll wait in line when it's gonna be.
Yeah,
when there's gonna be a little bit of time.
Yeah, and the biggest question of all that I have for you: are you excited for this?
I'm so excited! I'm so excited that I am willing to go live on radio right now. So that really means something. It means that I really, really, I usually am not very public speaking person. So, but whatever I can do for my students or for our students, I will do.
And thank you so much for coming on here. I'm seriously excited to see how this funding will go. And if I may ask, you said it'd be April 6th about that time?
Yes.
Sorry, I kicked my own cord here. But any other, what should we look out for? What are we planning?
That's a great question. So, I will encourage you to follow our Instagram account, which is WLU Media and Arts. We will post updates on where we are at with planning and visions. We will post periodically gearing up to art auction pieces that are going to be auctioned off. So you have a chance to have a sneak peek. We will you will see videos of students talking about the space. We also have creative arts therapy initiative, which is a little bit different than mine, but it's our department as well, and they're going to raise money for scholarships, so you will hear from them as well.
So
anything you need, it will be probably on an Instagram account, the schedule for the day, and then I will probably email as well everybody I know.
Awesome. Again, thank you so much for coming on to the show and having a good time over here. And honestly, this was really fun. I am, again, super stoked for this and to see where this goes.
Thank you so much for having me. And I really, it's the first time I'm in the radio station, and I love it. You did a wonderful job. And thank you for spreading the word and for having me.
Thank you,
everybody, for the support.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
All right, everybody. I hope you have yourself a rest of your fabulous week. This is Taylor Marty signing off of WGLZ Radio. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal.